Welcome to Sky Astrology, where the heavenly bodies are. This is Sky Astrology, no, not astrology. This is Sky Astrology with me, aka Cloudette, because I love clouds and looking up. Hey, I'm back. So, it is Saturday, or April the 20th, and it is 3 minutes before 23 hours, also known as 11 p.m. London time, GMT time. And no, I did not get around to doing a podcast last week, but I did do a Periscope, like a live streaming podcast where the heavenly bodies are. And I did do a follow-up about making some connections between what unfortunately happened on Monday in Notre Dame and also in the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem, and then in the next 24 hours also on a previous pagan landmark in Cornwall called Bodwin Moors. So it was all a bit crazy, I'd have to say. And I was doing a little bit of investigation, what kind of connections that I found, and found myself in a little bit of a rabbit hole. So I'm going to make up for it this week. I'm going to give you where the heavenly bodies are tonight, or tomorrow, did I say? I'm going to give you where the heavenly bodies are tonight at, let's see, I'm going to, at 11:11. And what's more important on Mother Earth Day, I'm calling it. Yeah, in a couple minutes. So actual where the planets are at 11 p.m. 11, which is in 12 minutes, which means I have to be finished with this, with the podcast with you. So it'll go live right then. And also, I'm going to give you where the heavenly bodies are ahead of time for Monday, because it's a special day for me as well. It's Earth Day. It's on the 22nd, and that is a lot of energy is being directed that way, about preserving our Mother Earth. And there's some really numerological numbers that have come up on that day, double digits all the way. And so, as we are observers, I want to share that with you. Also, last but not least, it's also information I did not put in my calendar, which is digital, which you could get for a reduced price. I might leave it for a little bit, but the free video that I did that's 8 minutes long that explains where the sun is shining through the whole year, so you can find out where, what the astronomical position is of your sun, as opposed to the astrological position is to the sun. That's free. And there's a link that I put on, I think, last week, but I'll put it on today again. And of course, it's a free April calendar, but since April's, you know, almost gone, it's not going to be valid anymore. So you might want to pick that up if you want to follow through. And then I'm going to tell you, because there's some things that I did not put in the calendar for April that I'm just discovering myself, because we are learning something new every single day. So without further ado, so we can make this 11:11. It's 1 minute after 11 now. Go. The ascendant constellation that is rising is 5 degrees of Scorpio. Yeah, another reason why I wanted to do this podcast is because in the next few days, it's when the moon will go quickly through a few constellations. It's where they all kind of meet together, the Scorpio, the Fucus constellation, and Sagittarius, and the galactic center. And I find it an interesting time to observe, my moods and just, you know, everything in general, how quickly it goes. So Jupiter is at 16 degrees of Fucus and 16 retrograde arch minutes. Saturn is at 23 degrees Sagittarius, 56 arch minutes. Pluto is 26 degrees Sagittarius, 38 arch minutes. Neptune is 19 degrees 59 arch minutes. Venus is 8 degrees 23 arch minutes of Pisces. Did I say Neptune was in Aquarius? It's always in Aquarius if you follow this, and it's taking 84 years to get through the whole zodiac, so it doesn't move very fast. Next, we have Chiron, which we observe is at 11 degrees of Pisces and 36 arch minutes. Mercury is at 12 degrees of Pisces and 48 arch minutes. The Sun has entered Aries officially, but I have to say that area is muddled as well. There's Cetus, there's Pisces, and there's a little bit of Aries. It's like further away from the ecliptic. So that's a mishmash, but Cetus has, is like part animal, part fish, part like kind of fiery energy. So that's one to watch. So we are in that time now. We're leaving, you know, it takes a while for things to change, so it's not going to change from one minute to the next, yeah? So we're just entering the Aries and the fire energy space of Aries. And now, but what's important to note is that Uranus is already there at 3 degrees of Aries and 27 arch minutes. Mars is at 19 degrees Taurus and 55 arch minutes. The North Node, which is also known as Rahu, is 20 degrees of Gemini and 40 arch minutes. And our Moon, which I wanted to say, is at 11 degrees, haha, at 11:11. We're not yet 11 p.m. 11. The Moon is at 11 degrees and 49 arch minutes. How crazy is that? Yeah. So I want to get everything in at once, or should I come back with another episode? How about having two episodes? That's not bad. And then I can get this out at 11:11, make a nice graphic for it, and then you can come back for the 240th episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to put main thing, put that title in there. I'm going to put actually the picture of the April calendar at the beginning, but I have an amazing 8-minute video that I'm really happy with, where you can find out why the billion-dollar astrology industry, what the billion-dollar astrology industry does not want you to know, okay? They don't want you to know where the Sun was shining, because it doesn't match up to where they are following it, and it would be such a difficult shift for them to make, considering how much money is being made in that industry. Otherwise, I just want to say goodbye to Pisces season, goodbye to winter, goodbye to the full circle, and now we're in spring and sprouting and Aries and fire, the Sun, the heat we needed is upon us, and we are going to move into that energy with the Sun, which is belonging to a fire energy, is happy in this space and energy as well. Okay, thanks for listening, and remember to do click on the links. You do opt in for your email address, and I don't send a lot of emails, but I will be sending some very interesting information, and you can also unsubscribe at any time. Okay, until the next episode. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.